Please thank you for joining us on the 48th episode of Final Girls Horrorcast, the show where we discuss some of the horror, thriller, and sci-fi movies currently available on your favorite streaming sites. I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
On today's episode, we'll be covering a couple of films which depict the dangers of ghost hunting, Demonic and The Blackwell Ghost. Just a heads up for you new listeners, we are a spoiler-heavy podcast, so listen at your own risk. Demonic is available to stream on Netflix, and The Blackwell Ghost is currently streaming on Amazon Prime. So check those out before continuing if you are a spoiler-sensitive persons. Just a reminder, we are now a part of the brand spanking new Modern Horrors Podcast Network.
Nailed it.
Do we need a, like, song? I feel like we should have a song. Because the Modern Horrors dudes did not come up with any kind of jingle yet.
They didn't. They came up with a beer opening, but I totally spaced getting...
I mean, it's a little bit, like, on the nose.
Hey, it's their network.
I mean...
They're encouraging,
alcoholism.
Drinking. Which usually is something that we do, but both of us are very tired.
I don't know
tired.
What you're talking about, Carly. I am X'd up, ready to go. Been talking to those horror business dudes.
Adopting some of that.
Yeah.
Into our episode. So we're just instead so tired and a little delusional. So that'll be an exciting dynamic to add to this episode, I think.
Yeah, and also it's fucking hot as shit in my room, and there's no windows open or fans on to help with sound, but I also feel like my sound is going to be all fucked up because my computer fan is fucking blasting right now because of the heat. I also have an ice pack on my lap right now to help cool me off. Don't be jealous because you didn't think about it.
I did not think. She just saw me go, oh.
It's kind of brilliant. Oh my God, we're supposed to be talking about a trailer now. Let's do that.
Okay.
But before we jump into these films, let's get started with a segment that we like to call...
Trailer Trash Talk.
Today's trailer is this... Carly, stop laughing. I'm trying to be professional. You're ruining everything.
Proceed.
Today's trailer is The Snowman with an October 20th theatrical release date. It's directed by Thomas Fred... Alfredson? Yes. There Thomas or Tomas? Is it Tomas?
I like
He's
Tomas.
He's Swedish. Okay. Tomas Alfredson, who's the director of Let the Right One In and Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. And it's written by Hossein Amini, who wrote Drive, and Peter Strohan, who wrote Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. And it's based on the novel by Joe Nesbø, who is a Norwegian novelist. And this movie is based on the 7th book in the Harry Hole Detective series. Look at all that research
There's
I did, Carly.
So much knowledge in this description.
I just dropped so much knowledge on you guys.
You blew my mind, actually.
I hope you guys absorbed all of that. The IMDb summary is, Detective Harry Hole investigates the disappearance of a woman whose pink scarf is found wrapped around an ominous-looking snowman. First thoughts on this trailer, Carly?
I'll watch it.
Yeah.
That's what I thought while I was watching the trailer. And then I feel like when it got to the part where it was like the garage and the snowman head, I was like, that's a little silly, but I'll still watch it.
I literally thought that so much of this looks silly, like weird overacting and like,
yeah,
just I don't know why. And like, but... Then I found out that it's the same director as Let the Right One In, and the guy that wrote Drive wrote this. And then I'm like, oh, well, maybe it's awesome. And it just looks not good in the trailer.
It's by a bunch of Norwegian and Swedish people. And so those are my people. So I'm going to watch your movie.
Are they your people? They're also my people. My husband's people. My husband is Norwegian and Swedish.
You surround yourself with good people.
It's true. I am not either of those things, but whatever. Sorry, that has nothing to do with anything. We're delirious. Did we mention that? Okay, so I think that this looks fine. I'm only excited about it because of the people attached to it. The snowman head with the weird face and the, it's just not scary to me.
Yeah, it had an owl face, kind of.
I just didn't really get it. I don't know if it's maybe one of those novels that's really scary when you read it, and then, like, when they try to adapt it to film, it just doesn't work. Maybe? I don't know. I've never read any of these books or heard of any of them, so I'm hardly the expert. But, I mean, I'll check it out because of the people attached to it. Not really excited about it for any other reason. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Is that all we got?
I'm done.
Okay, well, let's move on to Demonic. Do you want to introduce that one?
We are going to get started today with Demonic from 2015 and also 2017.
Well, it's listed as 2015 on IMDb, but it really wasn't released anywhere widely until 2017.
Gotcha.
So whenever that happens, it's like, I don't know. It wasn't even available on Netflix until 2017. And
until super recently. Like,
yeah. So that's why I put both. Cool. Sorry, I confused you.
I love it. So many numbers. The IMDb summary. Told you guys. A police officer and a psychologist investigate the deaths of five people who were killed while trying to summon ghosts. This was directed by Will Cannon and written by Will Cannon, Max Labella, and Doug Simon.
Yeah.
What did you think about this? Little film, little movie film.
I expected to really hate it, and I only slightly disliked it.
I didn't mind it. It was fine. I really like Aaron Wu. Shit.
I mean, if you like him so much, you should probably learn his name.
He's my favorite from Friday the 13th, 2009.
Yeah.
And I like that guy. But I don't like the main guy who is in Shark Knight 3D.
Yeah, that guy is not my favorite actor.
Yeah, me either. But I like Maria Bello.
I think actor is a strong word to describe him.
Yeah.
He's cute, though. Like, he's adorable. I get why they put him in front of a camera. I just don't really understand the whole talking thing and why that might be necessary.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Like, the characters in this weren't obviously my favorite. I do like Maria Bello as an actress usually.
Who is that? Oh, that's the psychologist. The psychologist chick. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. She was in, like, Coyote Ugly.
There's also the girl, I know you watch this, it's your favorite show. There's also the blonde girl who's the medium character, was in A Secret Life of an American Teenager.
I've never seen that movie or show in my life.
It's really bad. I don't recommend anyone to watch it, but I have watched it, and I know that she's in that because she was looking familiar to me.
Amazing.
But she actually did a pretty good job, I thought.
I didn't mind most of the, not background characters, but the supporting cast.
The supporting cast did a better job acting than the main cast did.
100%. I agree with that.
I don't know if it's, like, if it's just the dialogue was kind of cheesy and hard to pull off.
I feel like the detective had really a hard job. His poor role was, like, super weird.
Yeah, because I was thinking, I'm like, I don't think he's a bad actor, but he's not doing great with this.
Totally.
And I think that it might have to do with the writing. But also, I don't know. It's just, it's not great. It was cheese.
It was such a hard...
Everything he said was really cheese.
I don't know, like, I didn't mind the stuff that was going on in the house. I wasn't really into, like, the detective thing stuff. Like, I get what they were going for, but it kind of missed the mark with me.
I thought it was a clever way to tell a story. I mean, we have two elements here. We have what happened in the house and the detectives and police officers discovering what happened in the house. And it's kind of going back and forth simultaneously. And then we also have, like, some found footage clips kind of thrown in as they find, like, videos or, like, footage from inside the house.
Right.
So it's, like, it's interesting. There's levels to the storytelling, which kept me interested. I don't know that they completely got it. Like, I don't know that it really worked, but it was, like, a good idea. And I think it kind of worked enough that I liked it.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, for a movie like this, which I think had been put off for many years, the film was first announced in 2011. There was like two other directors attached to this movie at different times. A Spanish filmmaker, Javier Gutierrez, and then a French filmmaker, Javier Jens. I don't know how to say that. But like, there's two different people attached, and then that they're not even the people who ended up directing it. It was supposed to originally be released in 2014. So, I mean, that's why I did the 2015-2017 thing, where, like, technically they kind of threw it out to film festivals in 15, but then it seems like what Netflix bought it or something, because now it's available on Netflix. I don't know. Like, for a film that's been thrown around this much, and, like, if you told me all of this stuff before I watched it, I'd be like, there's no way this movie's good. And I think it's not horrible. Like, it's better than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
I'll say that. Because I definitely thought it was going to be, like, satanic. And it was definitely better
than satanic. I totally did, too. And I was like, oh, God.
Because it felt like it had, like, the teen thing, and, like, they were... the acting was off, like, so and the way it was shot was kind of similar to what we saw in Satanic at first, and then, like, as it kept going, I was like, okay, there's more to this than Satanic. There's, like, an actual plot, and things happening for a reason. The end really just fell off for me. Like, it was really rushed. There was a lot of build-up, and then, like, a boom, it's over. And I was like, you could have eased us into it a little bit more. Because there's a mystery aspect to this thing. There's definitely a whodunit. Who's possessed by the demon? We don't know. So, like, we're kind of finding things out along with the detectives, which is good. There's one person who's still alive and the police are talking to. And you're not sure if he's done it or if someone else has done it. And you kind of think, it's him. Oh, it's the other guy. Oh, it's him. Oh, it's the other guy. And you go back and forth a couple times in your head. At least that's what I did. So there's definitely, like, a mystery level.
Yeah.
Which I was surprised, kind of, a little bit. But then it just kind of was rushed at the end.
No, they spent a lot of time setting up to just kind of, like, throw everything together at the end, which seemed definitely like a waste.
Yeah. And this had a $3 million budget. So
they spent all the money on the crows.
They had some... Did you think that crow CGI was good?
No.
No.
But CGI is expensive.
It's true. It wasn't... I mean, it could have
been
worse.
It wasn't terrible. Yeah.
Again, the crows in Satanic were not as good as this.
No.
At least. Right?
Oh, my God.
I mean, let's just keep comparing it to Satanic, and it's like a work of art.
It's great comparatively.
Yeah. I mean, I'm making this sound good, but it's not good, but it's like, I don't know. I was just surprised by how much better it was than what I thought it would be.
Yeah, no, and it's definitely watchable.
Yeah. So, I mean, for what it is, it's really not that bad. And there was a jump scare that really got me. Like legit got me.
Yeah, she texted me when it happened.
Did you have a jump scare moment?
I did not have a jump scare moment.
No?
Which moment was it for you?
Okay, so there's a scene where they have this super sensitive microphone, which, by the way, was the most laughable scene ever, because they're talking. And the microphone's not picking up their voices. It's only picking up a fly flying around the room and, like, their heartbeats. So it's so stupid. I was distracted by how stupid that was.
Yeah, yes.
But then, you know, they hear one heartbeat and then they hear two. And then the girl's pregnant, so they hear four. And that makes sense, you know. Oh, they can hear the baby heartbeat with this super sensitive microphone, which, no, you can't, but okay. And then... there's five heartbeats and six heartbeats and seven heartbeats and whatever, however many heartbeats there are. And then right after that, there's like a jump scare part.
I know that part, but I can't remember what the jump scare moment was.
It was like a scary woman face.
No, something burst into flames.
Yeah, but then there's a scary witch face or a scary woman face. that was in my face that made me jump. And then I giggled like a little girl, because that's what I do when I get scared.
And then you texted me and were like, okay, I just got scared. Jump scare got me.
Jump scare got me. I wasn't scared. It just surprised me.
Yeah.
It caught me off guard. But, you know. Hey,
that's all you can ask for.
It really is. I was impressed that they did that. Because, again, like I've said previously, that's kind of hard to do with me. I'm not always the most jump scared of people. Is that a phrase that makes sense?
Totally.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Don't patronize me, Carly.
I'm not. I'm okay. On board with you. 100%.
Okay. Oh, you're just so lovely. Okay.
So all in all, I mean, I don't know.
There's not much else to say
about
it.
There really isn't.
But, I mean, if you're bored and want to watch it, then watch it. Why not?
It's watchable, for sure.
It is. It was a little boring at first, I'm not going to lie. I almost turned it off, but...
I fell asleep the first time I started watching this. But to be fair, again, it was like at night, and I was like, I'm going to watch this movie, pass out.
I think once you hit a certain age, like, falling asleep during movies at a certain time of day is just going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's like once your 20s are over, you can't always control if you fall asleep during a movie or not. It just could happen at any moment. Agreed?
Like right now. I'm just kidding.
Carly, stop falling asleep.
Fell asleep. Sorry.
We're having exciting conversations. If you fall asleep, how are we supposed to expect our listeners to stay awake? Come on, Carly.
Come on.
Step your game up.
Okay. I'm so aware of everything right now.
What does that mean?
I don't know. But yeah, that's all I got to say about that.
I said what I was going to say. All of my talking points are done. Let's
you did
move
great.
On.
I liked Thanks. Your notes.
Oh, you're very sweet. Okay. So let's move on then, and we're going to talk about The Blackwell Ghost from 2017. It is a movie that is on Amazon Prime, and only on Amazon Prime. Who's it written and directed by? We don't know. Is there an IMDb summary? No, there is not. I mean...
There's nothing. There's nothing.
How? I mean, so we got this movie as a suggestion... So we're on a new channel, we're on a new network, so we're talking to all the modern horrors peoples on a fairly regular basis at this point. And we got a message from, what's his name? From Patrick Anderson, who is a writer for Modern Horrors. And he suggested that we watch this movie. He wants to know what our thoughts are on it, because he thought it would be an interesting discussion. I agree. I think, like it or hate it, this movie is interesting to watch. Because just for the sheer fact, so when he recommended it, I was in Hawaii and I did not have access to like any of my streaming channels to check it out. So I just went on IMDb, as I usually do, to read about movies, and it wasn't on there. And I was like, that's weird. Did I get the name wrong? I look at the name again, start typing it different ways to try to get it up. Can't find it. Can't find it anywhere. Doesn't exist. Go on Amazon Prime when I get home, finally, and still, no director, no writer, no actor, no nothing. We have nothing. We have nothing to go off of. So I thought, well, maybe I'll watch it first and then do some research, because I don't want to spoil it for myself. Because this is listed under documentary. This is under the documentary section of Amazon Prime.
See, I should have done that, but I looked it up first, because I'm stupid. So yeah. It killed the magic for me.
Well, so basically this is a movie where we have a director and they're talking to the camera and saying, oh, I did a bunch of zombie movies before this and now I want to do, that didn't work out so great for me. So now I'm going to do this documentary about ghosts. I don't believe in ghosts, but I want to do a documentary about ghosts. So he finds this dude who... claims that his house is haunted, sends him a video. So he decides he's going to fly his own plane, by the way, to this guy's house in Pennsylvania. And the guy offers for him and his wife to stay at his house while he's out of town to experience the haunting for himself. Now, this isn't a jump scare movie. It's not particularly scary, but it is really creepy. It's listed under documentary, so I see this as a marketing ploy, personally. Because 100%. If it wasn't, why wouldn't you be on IMDb? Why wouldn't you have your name attached to it? I don't really understand that part of it. Also, as the director, or the host, as it says, if you're watching it in subtitles, it calls him the host. As he describes it, I forgot what I was going to say. What was I saying?
Remember, Amy.
Can't. So anyway, the guy finds out, or does some research during the documentary, finds out that there's a creepy woman that lived there a long time ago that chopped kids up and put them in the well in a basement. And, okay, fine. But here's a couple reasons why I don't think this is real. And Carly, add your own should you have them. If there was a woman who chopped up multiple children and put them in a well in her basement in Pennsylvania, don't you think every fucking person would know about that?
Well, there's no record of a Mary Blackwell and whatever her husband's name is in that town.
Beyond that, Carly. Or at all. I'm asking, okay, ignore. Beyond that, not knowing what you know. Okay, pretend you did no research.
Okay.
Pretend you did no research. I'm asking you a legit question.
Yes. Probably. Okay. Yeah, because it's I don't know, everybody knows who...
True crime is, like, huge. Yeah. It's a big deal. A lot of people love true crime podcasts. They all watch Unsolved Mysteries and whatever the fuck else there is out there. People are obsessed with true crime. People are obsessed with serial killers. If there was a woman, by the way, a woman who chopped up children.
In what looks like, Victorian era. Like, she was very, like early 1900s.
Yeah. And chopped them up and put them in a well, every fucking person on the face of the planet would know about it. It would be a big fucking deal. There would be books about it.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a buried newspaper. We'd all know
who Mary Blackwell is.
We would 100%. There would be nursery rhymes about Mary Blackwell. There would be everything about Mary Blackwell. Mary Blackwell Halloween costumes.
Yep.
This would be a BFD.
Yep.
AKA huge. Big fucking deal.
Huge.
Huge deal. So that was the first thing that set me off. Also, this guy claimed that he lived in this house for 50 years, and it's got, like, no decorations on any walls at all. And the decorations it does have, it looks like a dentist's office. It's really, like, it just didn't match. Like, the house was really cool and old, and then, like, the decor, like, really brightly painted walls. And they tried to do the whole, oh, we just painted the walls thing. So you'd think, oh, well, maybe that's why there's not so many decorations. Have you ever been to a house of an old man or an old person who lived there for 50 years?
Everywhere.
There is
so many memories.
Yes.
So many memories.
Yes. And that basement?
Especially because they're like my family. It's not even just like I've lived here for 50 years. It's like my family. Like I grew up in this house. Yes. Like my parents lived here. Their parents. Like it's just like.
Yes.
It's been in the family.
Yes.
There would
be
shit everywhere.
My father fell down the stairs. And my mother died of a heart attack in her bed. Why are you still living in this house? There's a ghost haunting me every night. Why are you still in this fucking house?
I don't mind it. I just listen to someone walk up and down the stairs all the time.
Well, I'm just saying, if he's so sentimental to stay in this house, even though his parents died in it and there's a ghost haunting in it, he obviously has some kind of sentimental attachment. I would like to see that reflected in the house that he's living in. I'm just saying, if you want to make this more authentic, although I'm sure that there's tons of people that believe this is real. I'm sure there's going to be so many if there aren't already a bunch of people. And I think it's brilliant. It's a brilliant marketing campaign. And if you believe in this, more power to you. Continue. I'm not going to tell you Santa Claus is dead. Go for it. I'm just saying, I don't think it's real. And these are the reasons why. Because we don't really know. I mean...
No.
Do we really know? We don't know anything. Although, okay, so what Carly was referencing earlier is there's this article on iHorror.com, which is a horror news website, and the guy who wrote this article, like, actually called the library, actually tried to get a hold of the article, got the detective's name and was trying to find information on the detective that was on the case in 1941. Like, literally dug into it. So he says, I don't know. Found out who the director was based on the zombie movie clips. So he thinks that it's Turner Clay, who is who did three zombie movies, Disaster in L.A., State of Emergency, and Interception, which I've never heard of any of those. So and apparently the guy's like doesn't exist on social media. So, I mean, if you're doing a bunch of failing movies and you come up with this really great idea, this isn't even marketing. It's like anti-marketing. If you think it's kind of fucking brilliant. So claps to him, because I mean, what's the best way to market your ghost movie that isn't super original? Don't fucking market it. Like, put it up there and see who watches it, call it a documentary, and don't do anything else with it. I mean, it's kind of fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if this blows up. And I think it's worth watching. It's fun. I thought it was fun. You didn't like it, though, huh, Carly?
I wasn't super into it. I was just, I don't like, I don't know. And maybe it's because I went into it and, like, had, like, that kind of stigma. But, like, it didn't feel like someone was just being a regular person and talking to the camera. I felt like the guy felt like he was acting. It's not like, you know, the same premise with like Blair Witch. It's like these are actors, but they're just, you know, talking to the camera and it's supernatural. And it feels like they're just, okay, like here we go. Like this is the start of the thing, but they're still just like being themselves. This just, I don't know, it didn't feel natural to me and it kind of took that away. Even like the Paranormal Activities like felt more, like one with the interactions with the camera felt more genuine than this guy and his wife. I don't know. The wife was fine. I didn't like our host, as you called him.
He's the host. Every time he spoke on like the subtitles, It said the host moans or the host cries.
And like the part that like was just made me roll my eyes huge was like when he was moving the well thing. And then, like, he made such a big deal about dropping it. And I was like, fuck off. Like, that's going to come back.
But it's still, like, pretty effective because we see, you know, little things happening. I think it's pretty creepy, the things that they're describing. There are some, like, quote-unquote ghost hunting tricks that he found online, like putting the X on the table and putting a ball in the middle of it because ghosts are like little boys and they can't help but play with balls. It sounds dirty when I say it.
It does. Say it again. Just kidding.
Little boys can't help but play with balls.
Fuck.
Sorry.
You're good.
Thanks. Thanks.
But yeah, I don't know. It was definitely, it's worth watching for sure. I will say that.
I think that he's onto something with the anti-marketing. I stand behind it. I think if that's a way to get someone to watch your hour-long Paranormal Activity fakey movie, which most people at this point would just glaze over and not pay a second, pay any attention to. I mean, if I saw this and it wasn't under documentary, I'd be like, fuck, I'm not watching this. This is just like every other shitty, like, found footage ghost haunted house movie. I'm done. I'm over it. But, I mean, that's how you get someone's attention, right? Like, fucking throw it under documentary. Don't put a director on it. Like, don't put any information on it. The only way to find out what it's about is to fucking watch it. Like, it's kind of fucking brilliant. I'm not gonna lie. Guy is smart. And he's gonna fucking make money off of it. Good, bad, or indifferent to film itself, like, people are gonna watch it.
Totally.
And honestly, I've seen movies done this way that are way worse than this, and I actually enjoyed it, and I was interested the whole time. I at no point really thought this was real, but it'd be fun if it was real, right? I mean, it's not, but it could be, maybe. We don't know.
We literally
have no information. All the information I have is some dude says he did research on some website. That's not even real.
And I'm like, you know, hey, I believe you, man.
I believe you because I don't think it's real either. Yeah. But, I mean, come on. A lot of people are just going to watch this and take it that it's real. It's just how it is.
That's just the same with, like, any kind of movie that's filmed like this.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, the guys at Modern Horrors were talking about it just last week, saying that, you know, people believe all these found footage movies are real.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised that that's true, but, you know, Trump's also president, so what do I know about the American people?
Who am I? Oh, that's great.
If that means that I'm a genius, well, then so be it. Okay.
You are. So, yeah, there's not much to, like, really spoil, I guess, about this movie, other than, like, you know, you take it for what you believe it is and check it out. I think that it's definitely worth a watch. And
I don't want to talk about it in detail too much because there is some fun, creepy stuff that's done pretty well.
Yeah.
That, you know, I'd like people to at least be surprised about. This movie is only an hour long, so it's not really any kind of commitment. It's shorter than the last Game of Thrones episode. So, I mean, but I liked it. I recommend it, at least just to be, I don't know. I thought it was interesting, at least.
Totally. If you're bored and you want to watch a movie that's really short, you just need to kill some time, check it out. Both of these movies are kind of that way, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not bad. They're not great. They're just, you know, they're watchable.
I liked this one better than Demonic.
I did too.
Not gonna lie. Yeah.
But it was also shorter and, like, so we kind of moved at a faster pace.
Yeah, that's true. It was at a faster pace. But yeah.
Cool, cool.
Okay. This is short. Let's
move on.
Like
these movies.
Yeah, short and sweet. So let's move on to our newest segment that we like to call...
Social Media Question of the Week.
Our question for this week was, who would you most likely be on a ghost hunting team and why? Your options are a scared videographer, an overzealous tech nerd, a passionate yelling douchebag, or a medium.
All right.
That's I don't know great. Why it's just a medium, but it's just a medium. That's it's Twitter. I only have 140 characters.
Yeah, she did what she could. All right, so at John Cage says douchebag, so I can leave his stupid ass behind and make my getaway.
At Quiet Clover says scared videographer, I'd record everything in my circle of salt and then get the fuck out after everyone dies, then go sell the footage to Hollywood.
Nice. Justin Smart. From Horror Business says passionate yelling douchebag. Douche, that's all. Yeah. it's my default setting anyway. Oh wait, you said douche, not frazzled terrified sad boy. I'll still take it.
But Justin, you're a great frazzled terrified sad boy.
You are.
At Cake of Doom says, I'd be that one skeptical dude that wonders what all the fuss is about. The one that drinks beer and watches the screens all night and then gets killed by a haunted sock or something similarly ridiculous.
That's amazing. I like
it. I like that.
Elizabeth says, accurate. Scared videographer, shaky cam galore, but I would probably have the sense to get out, leaving no record of my team's grisly deaths.
Ooh.
You totally would, Elizabeth.
At Last Cthulhu says, why limiting ourselves to these hacks? I'll take a shrink. Ghosts have serious issues, and I know that they have much to tell. Although, I mean, that's kind of what a medium does, right?
Yeah.
They're like ghost shrinks.
Totally.
Or is he thinking more, like, of Casper? And Kat's dad in Casper is literally a paranormal psychologist.
Yeah.
If you remember
helps
the movie
cross
well.
Over. He helps them cross over, that Bill Pullman.
He does. Yeah. Oh, Ghost Bill Pullman. We've talked about him before.
We have.
Fancy
He's
ghost
so
hair.
Cute. He's got the greatest hair of all time. It's so good.
Does.
Love it. At Dark Humor Girl says, scared videographer. I would be the one saying things like, you guys, I really don't think we should be messing with this sort of stuff. I like it.
I like it too. At Finn Horror says, actually did a ghost hunting experience on Mackinac Island, and I was definitely an overzealous tech nerd. Love playing with the equipment. Ghosts don't fuck with me for some reason, so the mag field detector was the only activity I could really experience, but the other folks could feel their hair being tugged, cold spots, etc. Interesting.
That is interesting. I like it. At Kung Fu Dracula says, passive yelling douche. Totally a Hudson from Aliens. Game over, man!
Game over, man!
Game over, man!
Game over!
High five to you. Oh,
God, I love that movie.
Me too.
On Instagram, we have Exploding Heads Horror Podcast says, a medium or maybe an extra large.
I saw that in me. I totally laughed.
Total dad joke.
Love it. Black Cat Horror Meme says, scared videographer because anyone can hold a camera. Don't know jack about tech, too introverted to be the loud screaming douchebag, and I can't even tell what's going on in my own head most of the time, so medium is out. Process of elimination.
Like process of elimination.
It's good.
Monsters and Lipstick says, scared videographer, and I know from past experience, all you would see is my finger. Hopefully, I have the volume turned on. I like that.
You did. On Facebook, we have John M. Passionate yelling douche. Why break the habit of a lifetime?
Aw. Tommy B. says, can I be Peter Venkman of the group?
Absolutely, you can.
But that's the loud douchebag, right?
I mean, he's great. High fives.
I love Venkman, but that's what he is. That's his role.
There you go. So he does fit in.
Yeah.
Sam S. says, a medium. I get to say ominous things like, who's there? You guys feel that? And this house is clean.
I like it.
I do too.
Mike H. says, I'd be the scared videographer saying, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, over and over again while giving you the shaky cam shot. Also, being scared, I would be interested. So I would also be the one to look in the camera, shaking my head and saying, I know I shouldn't go in there, but I have to see, after hearing a large bang in the next room.
George N. says, passionate yelling douche, because they seem to be the funny ones.
All right. So,
what would you
be? I think I'm the medium.
I think I would want to be the medium, but I think that I would be the overzealous tech nerd.
Because I have been in situations like this and I always play medium.
Yeah.
I'm the girl with the tarot cards and the, ooh, I feel a cold spot over here. And, ooh, let me see what I can see with my third eye. I love playing medium.
I
love convincing myself that I play medium. And it's just all around a good time.
Yeah.
Well, since we have some extra time, Carly, do you want to talk like ghost stories? Do you have any scary stories or experiences you've had in scary houses?
I do, actually.
Oh, please share.
So when I lived in Westchester in New York, there was, I think it was in Katona, like an abandoned children's mental institution.
Ooh.
And it was like really weird because it was like in the woods, nestled like in this, there's just like houses everywhere, but like there's this like long road and you could go up and like if you the path splits and if you go left there's like where the children were kept, and then if you go right it's like where all the like nurses and doctors and things like that, like those, their houses. And so I went there a couple times with a couple different groups of friends. And the first two times that we went to the left. And it was really creepy because it was like all this like vintage furniture and like papers were everywhere. And there's like definitely like handprints on the walls. But like who knows if that was like legit or if it was just like people that like been there. Yeah, previously.
Yeah.
But I remember one time we went and we were walking up the stairs, which totally she shouldn't do. This like house was so unstable. But like a bat came shooting down at us. And so we were like, ah, and like we got out of there. But the time
that doesn't even sound real. A bat came shooting down at
shooting
you.
Shooting down. Yeah. Like it was so, it was crazy. And we like freaked out and we left. And then the second time is when I had like my like encounter, I suppose. But so I was with my friend Dan and my friend Joe, and we decided this time to go right because I'd never been right before. And we were like walking up to the house and I had the flashlight and these like two big guys like on either side of me. And I shined my light on the door and it like opened, but like not like the wind is like blowing it opened. Like it was like an abrupt kind of like open and then like stop.
Oh.
And then at the same time, we all three of us just got this feeling and we turned around and we started running like down the driveway. And it was super bizarre because there was like, it was fall. So like behind us, there were like leaves blowing and we all felt like we were being pushed, but that we weren't going to like fall over. And we were all running at like the same exact speed. And there's like one of those like triangular gate things that like closes that, you know, so like cars can't drive up. And we all stopped at like the same exact time, like at the same exact place in front of that thing, looked at each other, and then just like we're like, holy shit, and ran and jumped back into my friend's car. My friend Joe was like, oh my God, oh my God. I was like, that was amazing. And my friend Dan was in the back like, I love Jesus, I love Jesus. And it was just like, it was like the coolest, most bizarre like experience, because we all like basically had the same, exact way. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was super
awesome. Very cool. That place sounds totally haunted. Do you believe in ghosts?
Absolutely, I do.
Do you? I do too. I'm a total believer. I'm kind of a skeptic, but I'm also like a total believer. I have like, I definitely feel like I can sense stuff, like I'm sensitive to it.
Yeah, me too.
I see things all the time, sometimes more than others.
Yeah.
I have like sleep paralysis, which, you know, they say is one thing, but like it feels so fucking supernatural and creepy when it happens. I have experienced things like lamps turning on by themselves. I used to like hang out in my living room, and I'd be on the computer and there was a lamp behind me, and every once in a while it would like click on by itself and click off by itself, and I could hear the clicking sound, like you turn the little plastic thing. Definitely had that happen to me.
Love it.
I've seen shit in mirrors, which is probably part of the reason I'm so fucking afraid of Oculus. I'm fucking afraid of mirrors. Like, I'm seriously terrified of mirrors. You know, I'm trying to think of, like, specific things, but I'm coming up blank because I kind of put my own self on the spot, I guess. But I've definitely experienced a lot and definitely believe in that shit.
100%, yeah, not absolutely. Gonna lie.
I totally understand skeptics, though. Totally get it.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes I talk about it and I'm like, I sound fucking nuts. But, like, I also have this, like, I have weird sleep things. Mm-hmm. And, like, I will hear voices while I'm falling asleep, like, in my head. Like, a lot, it doesn't sound like one voice. It sounds like I'm in a crowded room of voices and I can't make out what anyone is saying.
That's so scary.
I'll still be awake and I'll, like, hear it. It's fucking terrifying. I have a lot of stuff like that. But I'm also super paranoid. So, like, who knows if it's just that I'm crazy or or that, like, it's real experiences. But I choose to believe it's real.
I like it. I think it's real.
Yeah. It's fun to believe it's real, too. Like, it doesn't hurt anyone to believe it's real.
So yeah.
Fuck the disbelievers.
Unless you're our listeners and then we love you.
No, fuck you. Just kidding. I love you.
I love you.
Please continue to listen to us. So we also have more time. Should we like come up with a modern horrors jingle, you think? I know I said this before. I kind of really want to do it. Or should we talk about what's happening with us?
I got nothing. So okay. We can talk about what's happening with us.
Okay.
So you can talk about Hawaii. You just went to Hawaii.
That's true. I just went to Hawaii and it was amazing. It was really relaxing. I spent a lot of time in like the rainforest and like
I love that.
The ocean. We spent a couple days in volcano area on Big Island and rode bikes to the lava flow, which you couldn't really see the lava, but that's cool. We hiked around like the volcano park, which is really cool. We hiked in lava fields and saw the petroglyphs that have been there for a really long time.
That's so cool.
Which was cool and a little bit creepy and fun. Because it was like, it was really overcast and like raining all day. So like when we were hiking in, it was like misting and a lot of wind blowing. And then we got there, it was still really overcast. And we're just looking at all these carvings in the lava. Oh, it's just like kind of insane and awesome. And when you looked out, there's like nothing. It's just like black rock. That's like all uneven and crazy. And it totally, I felt like I was in Mad Max for a minute.
That's so cool.
Which was, it was really fun. And then we also, like, my husband's from there. So we visited a lot of family. I got to see all my nieces and nephews and just like a lot of ocean, family, volcano time. It was great. It was super fun and relaxing, and I fucking needed it, and I'm glad I went.
Good.
But I missed you, Carly, because I had basically no internet. So tell me about you and what you did while I was away.
I basically worked. I went to this really cool museum this weekend at, it used to be a Masonic temple.
Oh.
And they converted it into like this art gallery, but they did like plays, I guess, there. Maybe that's something that they do at Masonic temples.
Okay.
But they have all these like super huge, amazing backdrops of like hell and like all this like really weird, creepy stuff.
Rad.
It was super, super cool. I am stoked that I did that. That was a lot of fun.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it was great. I really didn't do... Oh, I'm trying to think. What did I do on Sunday? I have no idea. I'm like drawing a total blank. Nope. Oh, I went to Universal Studios because I have a California Neighbors Pass. And it was blocked off all summer. And so now it's not. And I was really excited. And all the lines were really long. So my cousin and I went to like the animal like actor show or whatever. And totally met one of the owls from Harry Potter.
Yes.
And also...
Which owl?
Draco's owl.
Oh, okay.
And then also the dog that played Bailey, Bailey, Bailey in A Dog's Purpose, which I didn't see because I would probably bawl my eyes out. But he like was so cute and I loved him. And I wanted to take him home and he wanted to go home with me. And it was just meant to be, but... Not really, because that would have been like stealing a dog from Universal Studios.
What kind of dog? What kind of dog was it?
A golden retriever.
Aww.
Yeah.
So I love cute. Goldens.
Me too.
Cute.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
We have so many good movies coming out soon too.
I know. I'm so stoked.
I'm like, I don't even know what to. I like marked up my calendar on my phone with all the movie release dates so I don't forget to like go to the movies and see them.
That's smart. I should do that.
Fuck, there's
I've been
so
trying
many.
To go to there like the It House that's here, but I haven't like nailed down a time. But...
Did I hear that Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios is doing an Insidious house?
Yes, you did. They
yes.
sure are.
Oh, I'm so excited. I want to go now.
It's going to be great.
It is going to be great. Is there going to be like a giant Darth Maul guy clawing around the
room?
One
can only hope.
Yes.
I'm into
Sweet.
It.
I am too.
I want that
and the
to
weird
happen.
Dude bride.
Dude bride.
Dude bride.
Scary eyelash
scary,
girl.
Scary eyelash girl.
Yeah, she's got
Which
really
one
big
is scary
eyes.
Eyelash girl. Oh, yeah.
It was in the house.
Yeah, in the second one?
Yeah.
Yeah, scary eyelash girl.
That one.
I'm stoked. And I think Insidious 4 is coming out in October, but we don't have a trailer yet. I wonder if it's actually coming out in October, because I haven't heard shit. We should ask Modern Horrors.
Fingers
they would
crossed.
Know.
They would totally know.
They would totally know. We don't know anything.
We
don't
know
come
zero
to
things.
Us for your horror news.
I always
go
like...
to modernhorrors.com for all your horror news needs.
There you go. That was me pretending to open a beer.
Commercial. Commercial break.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. We are so sleep deprived.
We're so sleep. I'm so sorry, guys. Tomorrow. Next week.
Oh, my God.
We'll be better, probably. Although it is Labor Day weekend.
We did pretty good.
I think so, too.
We're going to... Hey, guys, we're probably going to be up a little late next week. Just FYI, because we're traveling and life is hard.
Life is hard when it's Labor Day weekend.
Right. Okay. So let's close out. Thanks to Troy from Cave Bastard for our song Sequencing the Drone and Jason Link for our amazing logo. Visit FinalGirlsHorrorCast.com for more information on them or to listen to any and all of our episodes. Our website is terrible, but you might still find some enjoyment out of it. We also have stickers. If you want stickers, hit me up on our social media page, or email finalgirlshorrorcast@gmail.com with your address, and I'll send some to you. We also appreciate an iTunes review if you have a chance to do that.
Ooh, this is my first time that I get to say this. I'm so excited. Final Girls Horrorcast is part of the Modern Horrors Podcast Network. Yay! Yay! We are available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TunedIn, and pretty much anywhere else that you can stream a podcast. We are also very active on social media, so please interact with us. You can find us on Twitter at FinalGirlsHC, and Instagram and Facebook, just search for Final Girls Horrorcast. And we just started a listener discussion group on Facebook. So go to our page. You can find the link there and request access to the group. And we will obviously approve you because we obviously want to talk to all of you about all the things that you're watching.
Unless you're a jerk, in which case you're not allowed.
Yeah, don't be a dick. Just be nice.
No dicks allowed. Yeah, guys, if you're nice to each other, I won't have to monitor it. But if you start being dicks, I'll monitor it. So far, no one's being a dick.
We love everyone.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, our listeners are pretty fucking awesome, so I don't anticipate dicks, but sometimes dicks just find their way in. That's what she said.
Hello!
Okay, join us next week when we're going to be doing Death Note and The Transfiguration, which are both streaming on Netflix. What do these movies have to do with each other? Absolutely nothing. I just want to watch both of them, so that's what we're doing. Deal with it.
Yeah.
I was on vacation. I have to catch up.
Oh, man.
Help a girl out.
That's great.
So until then, I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly. Bye. Bye.